sometimes I'm like, you are, I have to tell my own heart and soul, you're the King of Glory. You're gonna, you're my healer, you're my God, you're gonna help me with this. I just have to, you're encouraging yourself in the Lord. So the first step is just to turn and honor him. It's kind of a surrender. It's, but he makes it very clear, and it's run to him. Sometimes I'm so bothered, I'm so upset, I'm running to this person for, wait, I'm hurting, I need help, Nancy, or I'm running over here, I need help. You know, we're looking to a substance to take, we're looking for all kinds of help. I don't know what your crack is, or what your bottle, what, where you go for stuff, but we all go to someone, something we have a go-to. Sometimes it's just sitting there watching movies and eating bonbons and pizza on the weekend. I don't know, but we're nursing our soul, let me just say. All right? So I want to turn to him, the answer, the way, the truth, the life. I'm like, when I started realizing how I had prejudged him and I had run all these other places, had all these idols on my soul, I was like, oh my gosh, God, you're the most undervalued resource of life and help and hope and healing, right? I'm running to all kinds of saccharine in life when he's, right, honey from the rock. So that was what that does. When you turn, you're honoring him. You're turning your heart, your mind, your attention to the King of Kings. And then the second, so he said, and here's the great thing about God. What does he say? He says, come boldly. Come. Come boldly. So what I wanted you to also see is in the scriptures are these actual steps even. Come boldly before the throne of grace. Now, I don't know how many kings have ever lived that called their throne grace. Nobody, right? You have to go through who knows what to talk to a king anywhere. Back even throughout history, you couldn't get near them. But here's our king, the king of the universe, saying, come boldly, that you may obtain mercy and find grace in a time of need. I'm so thankful for his welcoming like that. All right, and then step two is just being honest. That's the cup emptying. That's the letting out the carbon monoxide or the elimination, all right? You're going up to God and you're going, look, he already knows the truth. You may as well be straight up with him, right? God, this is ugly. This is hard. I don't like this. This, whatever you need to say to empty that cup out, you tell him the truth. You tell him how you feel. He can handle it. I've been mouthy before, and he's, excuse me, is that the way you, I'm like, oh, sorry. But he's the most gentle corrector. He'll help. But empty your cup out. So when it's pain, when it's brokenness, you empty that. Lord, this is how this felt. This is, I think sometimes we are afraid if I, you know, if I say it, it's gonna give it more weight or something. But when you have a wound, and the more I ignore a wound in my body, how what happens? You got to clean that stuff out. If it's got any infection, if it's got any junk in it, you want to clean. That's what you're doing. You're cleaning a wound out. You're laying that out before the Lord. David, you look at David. I know my husband was like, I can't even read Psalms. David sounds like he's bipolar and manic and I don't know what else because it's so much emotion. I was like, I know, thank God David's in there because your wife is like David, okay? I need to work through some stuff. But I love that David was real, he was raw, he was honest. And you know, only as real, raw, and honest as you'll get with God is as deep as he can get in you. And that's where the stability and the peace, true peace, come from. How are we going to be, right, how are we going to be the one asleep in the boat while the storm is raging, not up there going, we perish? You know, that's what I want. I'm like, God, can I have that much peace as Jesus had in a storm? We are fighting it right now. This is what we're learning right now. And that when the more tossed about we are, I mean, and I'm with you. I'm not trying to make it sound like I'm already there. I get on my knees every couple of days, something will happen. I'm like, oh, I caught that news report. Oh, no, that person was telling me something. Oh, no, look at that, the pictures of this. I'm like, here it comes, anxiety. And I'm going to hit my knees. I'm like, God, you will get so down deep in me that I will be able to be asleep in the boat when it's rocking. And a big reason for that, number one, I want to get the wounds healed, because remember, the wounding pulls your consciousness. So if you get the wounding out, we're not everything operating out of wounds, then the peace can get in there. But also then I can hear him in the storm. Okay, what are you saying? What's my steps? What's the wisdom to deal with this? People are I deal with a lot of abusive situations, and honestly, they don't know how to get out of it. You need wisdom. We need wisdom. But it's like peace, pouring it into a wounded heart, a scared heart. So I want to hit my knees, turn to the Lord as the answer, the way, the help that he is. Empty that cup, and then that will begin to come. So being honest with him, if there's sin, whatever it is, you give it to him. If I'm angry, and people, another thing that I run into a lot is people are afraid to, am I complaining? Because remember, they got in big trouble for complaining. So sometimes somebody will like, shut up, you're complaining. They'll tell me, I'm like, I'm emptying out pain. I'm having a father-daughter conversation. And what's the difference between complaining and that, having an honest conversation with your maker, father, who loves you? I think it's looking for resolution and obedience to his word. So when I go, okay, God, I'll give you an example. I had somebody living with me for a little while, and they were super intense, you know, to where, like, if you say, you know, okay, well, let's get up and go to this place or whatever. If you're in the bathroom, when they wanted to be in the bathroom, they were, hey, I need to get in there too, you know. Or you have cream in the refrigerator, and I borrowed a little bit of cream, and it's like, you know, or you parked your car too far over. Just a constant, like, my stress level went. I'm a good Christian, right? So I have them, I'm helping them out. They can stay with me. And then I didn't know what I was dealing with. So she was, phew. And then I finally, one day, kind of went, I mean, after a few weeks of it, I was like, okay. Babysit it. That's what our boss used to say. Babysit your soul through that. And then one day I just went, are you kidding me? I didn't even cuss, you know? I'm like, are you kidding me? And she burst into tears. And I was like, oh, Lord, what did I just do? Anyways, I go, and then she started accusing me of not being a Christian, which I'm working on it. And so I went to the Lord. I go into the Lord and I'm like, she's driving me nuts. She is crazy. I hate her. And I hear the still small voice. Finally, something I can work with. I was like, okay. He goes, I have to have your honesty. But I choose as an act of my will, soul, this is what your will is for, to honor God and say, I forgive. Help me to feel it. Give me the grace to walk it out, okay? So to me, that's the difference. When you're emptying your cup, when you're hurt and you're angry, your willingness to say, but I'm going to line up with what the word says and repent, own my part, and release that. Does that make sense? So don't be afraid to be honest with God, because I don't know, but people tell me, somebody told me, you can't ask God questions. I'm like, are you kidding me? How am I going to know anything? I can't just read the Bible and figure it out. He's applying the Bible to my soul. I ask questions, okay? Lord, I don't know why that happened. But there's a big difference in, you know, I had this one kid one time. I have to tell another story, sorry. This one kid one time came and I'm doing exactly what I said I wasn't going to do, talking instead of praying. I'm sorry. But anyways, I was teaching a class, at the Bible's class, and this kid came in. I don't even know where he came from, but he goes, I got a question for you. And I'm like, yes. He goes, I'm not sure about this God that you're talking about, because there's too much suffering going on in the world. And until I understand, how can a loving God, you know, allow all that suffering? And I was like, again, you know, Lord, what do I tell this kid? You know, I mean, God is not as moved by that stuff as we are. So you got to take your questions to him. But what he began to show me was, okay, well, that's like an 8-year-old coming up to Einstein going, I don't believe your theory of relativity. And Einstein's going to go, ha, 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 son, go finish your algebra, logarithm, geometry, and then we'll talk later. So God gives you these amazing answers. You're going to gain so much wisdom, he's going to blow you away with that. So then step three. So step two is honesty. Take responsibility, turn your heart real and raw and honest to God. Step three, release from my soul to the cross. That's where we said empty it. That's your exhale, okay? Release the forgiveness. So like I said, if you have hurt, you go, God, I release that pain. I release that person. I release whatever you need to release. Anything negative, emotions can be like a negative energy. It's a storm in here. And I was asking the Lord, what is my anxiety? What's going on there? And he showed me a Scrabble game. All the letters were caught up in a tornado inside me. He goes, you have all these words. You need to speak. You need to use your voice and pour those words out to me. Okay? So then number four, then, is just to wash that sin with the blood of Jesus and ask the glory of God to come and heal the wounds and wash in the water of the word. The truth is this, Lord. The truth is this. Thank you, Lord. And let him come and heal. I think we move too fast through those two. Give yourself time. Wounds mount up over time and they become very deep. So if you have a deep wound in your body, you're going to have to treat it, right, a bit more. You're going to have to cleanse it some more and put a bandage it and then check it the next day. Lord, have I really released that forgiveness? Have you gotten to the end of this wound? Am I whole? Am I healed? Am I forgiven? Have I actually released it till I'm really free? And he'll let you know. Of course, you'll know when you see the person and you're like, whoops, I got to go back and get that wound. It's a little not quite done yet, okay? All right, and then number five is open your heart to receive. So you cleanse the bowl. So just like that cup of coffee, if I had that coffee that I found, that mug 4 days later, 5 days later, and it's nasty, and I want more coffee, I'm just going to go right over to the pot and pour some more in, right? No. You're going to empty. Then you cleanse it. You clean it. That's what the blood of Jesus was for. The blood of Jesus cleanses the vessel in the washing of the water of the word. And then number five, fill up with the good stuff. Spend time in his presence and let him flood you with. Open your heart to receive. Holy Spirit heals the wounds. Release his dunamis power to diffuse throughout your soul, just like the disciples. Who said that's a one-time thing? Lord, I need Holy Spirit right now. I just release. I thank you for your dunamis power. Dunamis means in the Greek, making you excellent of soul. Thank you, Lord, that you're going, making me excellent of soul, bringing that transformation. So we want to walk in this ourselves, so that when we're ministering to others, we're ministering out of something that we understand, the scripture, what he's saying. We want to be able to have that character of Christ. You know what? I've been to the ugliest places in my soul where I thought, surely God would reject me. Every other person, I rejected myself when I looked at what I did. And there's Jesus hanging out with me. Right? He said, I establish righteousness first. You let him in that way back bedroom in that closet where there's that drawer nobody ever cleaned out in your mind. Nobody even wants to look at it. You can kind of wall up over it. I don't want to see that. I got places like that that I had to let the Lord come deep in there and show me what was in there. And he is like, all right, well, we want to cleanse this. You have to repent of this or whatever. Forgive for here. He'll show you what he has for you and apply the blood and cleanse it. And there's that grace. So righteousness is established in your heart. And what comes is peace, because like, wow, Jesus, you see Jesus. You see Jesus when he presented today horrible, unbelievable atrocities and woundedness and trauma. What happened? Those people were transformed because they see Jesus. We have to let him in for him to transform us, right? And then I can share grace to someone else who's hurting. I can share grace to someone else who did something you feel is unpardonable. I can share what he did for me. So I felt like I had a dream, actually. I want to pray through a couple of things. And I had this dream last night because dreams were released. Hallelujah. Because, Jeannie, I don't dream all that much. But when I do dream, it's only on occasion, but it's something I'm like, yes, sir, I'm on it. And but what I dreamed this morning kind of broke my heart. And I felt like it was for all of us. And so I want to walk through. I have no idea where my notes went, so we're going to wing it. So I want to take just that one scripture. So when you're going to work with someone, you can use the scripture. So come to me when you're weary and heavy laden. We're going to use that scripture right now. In my dream, I saw Joan leaving an event of some type, and her back had cuts in it, and her heart had arrows in it. You know, David said, your words are like arrows. They cut like knives. And we've all probably experienced that somewhere, sometime. And I also noticed that sometimes in the church, we hurt each other so much. We get hurt so much at church. But honestly, we walk into church with some wounds. It's kind of hard to navigate around people's wounds. So we have to be able to take enough of our own responsibility in that, as well as to, not sew it back, okay? So we're all in a process of healing. We're all in a process of overcoming. We're all in a process of learning about who God is. I love Joan. I love how she presents it straight up, because she's telling you this is the goal. If I was in Phoenix and I want to drive to New York City, but I didn't know there was a New York City, it wasn't on the GPS, I wouldn't even know I could set my GPS for it. Does that make sense? She walks that word. She walks it at the, I'm like, yes, I want to walk that way. Where as soon as something happens, I go, no, I'm believing for everything Jesus gave his life to give me. Okay? So let's take that scripture. So she walked out of this event and she was wounded and had arrows. And that's not just in the church. That's in life. Okay? So what I want to do is we're going to walk through that scripture. So I just want to come down. I'm sorry. I'm going to be in trouble for not waiting for help. I know. I'm sorry. But I need the people. I love God. I love what he's done for me, and I want him to do it for you. And he's my best friend because he's been to every dark, every hurt, every ugly place, and he has to help me all the time. We can face much more than we know. I love what Charity said. Get in alignment. But everything that's ever held me trapped, everything that's held me back, everything that stymied me had to do with something in my heart and my soul and my belief system. And I needed the way, the truth, and the life to come help me. Okay? So let's just do this. You guys get no notes right now. I'm going to pray. And we're going to ask the Lord. And remember what I said, it's going to be kind of like breathing. But we're going to go before him. There are so many exchanges in the Bible. I'll give you beauty for ashes, right? Cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. So that's what we're going to do right now. And I want to say, I want to apologize to every person in here. If you have experienced any wounding from church, church leaders, church people, I'm a sheep bite, that you just choose to release that forgiveness. I'm a mom, if your mom hurt you. Just hear the heart that the Lord is saying, I can heal this, forgive, release it to me. You're just taking the person off of that hook and putting them on God's hook. He's the righteous judge. We're not the judge, right? And as long as we're judging other people in our hearts for things they've done wrong, we're actually also judging ourselves, right? and not letting God handle it. So we just want you to release those things today. So I'm going to say, let me pray just a minute, Lord. We come. You said in your word, you bid us come. Come to me. All you that are weary and heavy laden. So right now, just show each one of us here, Lord. Let us see. We're coming to you. We turn our hearts and our attentions on you. We see Jesus. You've been our help. You're our life. You're our love. You're our peace. You're our strength. You're the answer. You're the way. You're the truth. We come to you right now. And he just wants you to lay down every person. So just show them, Lord, who or what is it that you want them to release to you? Could be an event, that anything that's causing weariness. I am so exhausted with this fight, Lord. It might be your health. It might be finances. I release it to you. And just like I said, take a breath. God, just say it. This is why it's so important to use your words, is because you have free choice. Jesus, I choose as an act of my will to release these people, this situation, this heavy thing that's causing me weariness. Even the weariness from this being in classes and what it took to get here, just whatever it is, let him show you. And then just breathe it out, just like you see yourself breathing out. Lord, I release it to you. Come to me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I see the angels moving amongst everybody. And Lord, only you know. We can walk in here and feel nameless and faceless and not seen, but you know and bought with your precious blood every person here. I see the angels moving across to each person, lifting the heavy burdens, breaking the yokes, breaking heaviness right now, just lifting the cares. So take a deep breath and exhale. I thank you that you're a very present help in time of need. I thank you, Jesus. You said, cast your cares upon me. So just take that. See yourself in your mind's eye. You were given your imagination for a reason. Just see yourself. God, I give you this, and I lay it at the altar. I lay this person at the altar. I lay this situation. I can't fix or change them. I cannot fix or change it. But I lay it at the altar. I don't have the answers to this issue. I don't know what I'm going to do about that, but I lay it there. And breathe through it. Take a deep breath. And you said, Lord, come to me, and you would give us rest. So we just thank you for your rest moving across as the heavy burdens fall. Doesn't mean we have it all fixed. Doesn't mean everything's answered. Doesn't mean you have all the instruction. He's bringing hope today. He wants you to know, I'm a very present help in time of need. You don't have to bear that alone. You don't have to bear this alone. I'm not leaving you. I'll never leave you or forsake you. I will walk with you through this. And Lord, we thank you. So I say, I give you the pain. I give you my fear. I give you the worry. Thank you, Jesus. Cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. One more deep breath. Take a deep breath. And exhale till there's no air left. And here comes that peace. Lord, we just release your peace. We release your hope. We release your life, strength. don't walk alone. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with me. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. So take my yoke. So it says, come to me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy. So, Lord, everywhere that's weighted, yokes come from so many things. But people's opinions and our expectations, people's expectations, our expectations, job expectations. We just thank you right now, God. I am yours, and my job is to follow Christ. So when Charity said, come into alignment, this is my alignment. I go, God, I'm coming into alignment. You're king, and I follow Jesus Christ. Who is my allegiance to? Jesus Christ. And you are the answer to every question. What's the question? You can bring it before him. He's the way. You need direction, we can follow him. So, Lord, thank you that you're breaking yokes right now. Heavy things, heavy weights that people have borne. Questions about tomorrow, questions about finances. I thank you, God, right now. Every heavy yoke, we give it to you, Lord. Take another deep breath. He said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. So we thank you, God. We come to you, and you will find rest for your souls. That's a double portion of rest for your souls. It says, come to me, and you'll find rest, and then learn of me, and you'll find rest. So we thank you, Jesus, for your spirit's going deep. Fill us up today. Lord, any sin is under the blood, for we just release and repent of it today. Thank you that you're washing and cleansing us as we release forgiveness. You're washing and cleansing what's been released to you because you bore it at the cross. And right now, we thank you, Father God, that you fill us up with Holy Spirit. I ask for just your presence to come, your presence to fill those empty places. With your love, your life, your peace. Thank you, Jesus. So the greatest expression of kind of walking through that God gave us also is worship. Because when we come in worship, we're actually breathing. Right? I was battling very bad depression, and I was like, Lord, I need some help here, you know? And that's when I taught me about this. You've got to talk to me. You've got to. We can't solve every problem, every issue that every person's faced. And God wants to be your counselor, right? We're going to run into, we go to him, we're going to run into wonderful counselor, mighty God, right? Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's who we're going to running to. He wants to be the counselor. He wants to be the healer. And so I was like, Lord, and he says, I made a way, a provision for you while I heal you in worship. He said, worship is realignment. Okay, because I'm saying, you're king, right? I'm breathing. Which actually, when it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, wrestling there, when you look at that word in the Greek, it's vibrate. What do you do when you sing out loud? Vibrate, right? So you're actually wrestling off enemies, right? So worship. And I was like, Lord, I don't know about that. He says it changes your chemicals. Trauma and wounding change your stress, changes your chemicals. In your brain, it actually changes your brain. So this is a realignment of your whole brain, physiological, your soul, your heart, and your mind in worship. Who is this King of Glory that we serve? Whatever the song is saying, I'm not a singer, so I'm sorry, I don't have a bubble up in me. But when we were singing today, it was all alignment. I come to you. I honor you as the King. I worship you. You're breathing out, right? And his presence came and met us in our deep, deep places. And there's that provision of strength, that provision of healing, that provision of new life in us. And I was like, well, when I was feeling depressed, I didn't believe it. So I said, Lord, show me that. So I'm reading a magazine like McCall's. I don't know if anybody knows what that is. Some women's magazine back in the day, right? He says, in all of it, all of worship, when we dance. And any counselor or psychologist will tell you, get out and move. Dancing is a happy moving, you know. They'll tell you to shout. We actually have shout therapy. Shout to the Lord. He goes, that changes your chemicals. It changes your hormones. Do you know that? So the one that got me, though, because any kind of every bit of the different ways we can worship actually changes your whole physiological body as well as your realignment of your soul. But I was reading McCall's magazine, and there's a little thing in there. It says, interesting fact. Did you know when you raise your hands where your elbow is at your ears that your endorphins start, it releases endorphins and serotonin? And I was like, that's just like God. He had to come out of nowhere to tell me. So everybody raise your hands. Woo! Release some endorphins. Does he know what he's doing or what? Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty in battle. So I thank you, God, that you're the answer, the way, the truth, and the life. And God, we will run to you instead of so many other things. And when our hearts are overwhelmed, when our hearts feel like they're going to burst, when we're in a worry and a panic, God, we're going to begin to release it to you. We're going to welcome all that you are and all that you died to give us. We thank you today. We bless the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Wasn't that awesome? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a great addition to ordination. Thank y'all for watching. We'll see you back at 7 o'clock tonight on streaming. And God bless the rest of you.